was the, more of a major Biden guy.
Oh yeah, and then he's in a big beef with Netanyahu right now. He's like, no one did more for Netanyahu than me.
Oh, that's right. He's like upset at Netanyahu because Netanyahu like said like, well, Biden is the president. Yeah, Trump's like, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, he just like congratulated Biden, and Trump got so mad at him.
Press release. That's why you lost Israel, you fuck.
I'm gonna crack some fucking heads.
Netanyahu lost to the Palestinians, bunch of kids with rocks. What do you think about that? I would never lose to kids with rocks.
We're talking about people that lose to rocks.
Have you seen the Iron Dome? It's very impressive. We paid for it.
He goes, who's the who's the Jew in his family? Kushner?
Kushner, yeah.
He goes to Kushner. He's like, you're out. You're fucking out.
I need you to talk to your boy, Netanyahu. He keeps thinking it's Modest Yahoo. He's like, I like his song, One Day. It's a good song. But he did not lead the people of Israel well. It's kind of easier to do Trump with a dip in, honestly.
Yeah, you that was a pretty
big,
good one.
Big lip. Modest Yahoo. Looks Christian now. It's weird. He was really Jewish. Now he's not.
You're almost doing like a Colbert version of Colbert's Trump.
I'm going to have a bunch of vaccine costume people marching here.
Oh, God. That was one of the reasons they took dislikes off YouTube, mm-hmm. was that whole thing.
Did you see the Jimmy Fallon one he did with Megan Thee Stallion, Have a Masked Christmas?
No. Oh, my God.
He did it with that up. Yeah, you should pull that up. It's
Jimmy Fallon's like, oh, my God, Megan, big black ass. That's great. Your ass is so fat and you're so black.
Oh, your pussy's so wet. I want to come inside of it.
Oh, my God. You have like a wet ass pussy. Oh, my God. That's great.
We're going to have, all right, for this game, we're gonna play beer pong with Megan Thee Stallion's pussy, everybody.
Where is it? Debuts. It Was a Masked Christmas featuring,
yeah, featuring Ariana Grande.
Here we go. Yeah, featuring Ariana Grande.
I'm very excited
about this. Can you hear it, Jace?
Mm-hmm. So I've been working on a
I don't want to, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And he's like, this mug is full of vodka.
It takes time.
Yeah. Anyway, I hit my wife.
So I've been working on this. I'm working on different songs. They're funny.
Get to it, Jimmy.
I live in hell. I drink every day.
I'm in electric.
He's literally a full-blown alcoholic. Like,
yeah, he's almost like ripped his finger off twice.
What?
Being drunk. Have you heard about that?
No.
Remember when he had a big cast on his hand because he fell down drunk and like his ring finger got caught in his fucking like his countertop and almost ripped his fucking ring finger off because he's blackout drunk. And then, like, 2 weeks later, he fell down again and, like, hurt the other hand.
Jesus Christ.
Just because he's a fucking drunk.
It's because he's just miserable, right?
He's got no soul, you know? Yeah. So he's got to drink himself to death.
All right, what are you meandering about, Jimmy?
Yeah.
So I go to the record label. I asked, who has a WAP here? I need an artist with a big fat pussy.
All right, we got this big booty hoe on the show.
All right, we got Jesse Smollett, everybody. Juicy Smollett.
What did they give him his sentence yet? Like,
he's convicted.
No, I know, but like, what is it? 10 years? Like, years? Or?
I don't think they've announced that yet.
Yeah, and he's gonna fight it. I guess
they should make him work at a 24-hour Subway for like 10 years. That'd be worse than prison.
Yeah, I would take prison over.
He should be forced to.
He's gay. Just rape him. He doesn't care. He sucked off his attacker. They did drugs and he sucked him off.
Yeah.
And then the guy was like super homophobic. He's like, don't tell anyone that shit.
Wait, did he sucked off his attacker?
He said that on the stand under oath. He was the attacker and me. We went to a bathhouse. Very funny to go to a bathhouse in 2021.
Wow. Yeah.
They did. I think they did either Molly or ketamine, and one of them sucked the other one off.
To a bathhouse.
Yeah. But can you just imagine you're like in front of a whole court and you're like, Your Honor, I did suck him off.
Yes. I sucked off that Nigerian scam artist that I had pretended beat me up. Jesse Smollett, he was trying to use the twink defense.
Hey,
am I right, folks? We've all heard of the Twinkie defense, Harvey Milk, you know, what have you. Jesse Smollett would love himself a good Harvey Milk shake, am I right?
Okay, you're bleeding out of your headphones.
Right, there's blood coming out of my eyes right now.
Yeah, play this piece of shit
right,
for
here
us.
Here we go. It's a masked Christmas, folks.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Bring me some more vodka. In like a month.
Okay. I didn't tell you this because I didn't want to. I mean, you got your own.
Okay, Ariana Grande. Would you play Russian roulette with me?
You're, You're more excited than the real Jimmy Fallon. Like he's like,
yeah, he's actually
right, so
like losing it.
He's like his eyes are low, sitting low.
Megan Thee Stallion. Wow.
By the way, have you seen quickly the clip of Jonah Hill on his show trying to announce, like, hey, if you're trying to fight climate change, it was at the end of his interview. He goes, by the way, my girlfriend's going to kill him if I don't say this. If you want to fight climate change, call this number, talk to this senator. And then Jimmy Fallon, like, literally, like, let out, like, an eye roll and was, like, the most pissed.
Really?
Like, I've ever seen him on the show.
Oh,
like,
my
clearly
God.
Clearly was just pissed off.
That's great. Well, when we're going to get the thing in here soon where, like, the people can see what we're watching. So, but there would be, so I play it, but there'd be no points since it's audio. But
let's do the song.
Let's just get to the masked Christmas, okay? Like, this is major. Oh, yeah, sorry.
The buildup is longer than the song.
Seriously reacting to this like this because
God. Jesus Christ,
the
Jimmy.
Song.
I'm on an actual record label with real stars. Like, the biggest of the big. Stunner, Megan Thee Stallion.
Uh-huh.
Just I mean, play the fucking piece of shit.
Oh my God.
It's like he's being held at gunpoint, just off screen.
It's like they told him, you better make it last 8 minutes, or we'll kill your fucking family, Jimmy. You need
He'd
to have a
that.
Big prelude to the masked Christmas song, okay? You're with stars now.
Yeah, Jimmy, do it or we're not going to give you vodka.
But it's out at midnight, but right now they're allowing us to debut it.
Oh, wow.
World premiere on our show tonight.
Wow, who would have thought the Tonight Show they would allow it?
I can't believe they're allowing it on such
fucking idiot.
I can't believe they're allowing that on such an indie platform.
You
like,
fucking drunk moron. Yeah, just wait till you hear this piece of shit.
Oh boy.
What's up, y'all? It's Megan Thee Stallion, Ariana Grande, and Jimmy Fallon. Y'all know what time it is. It's time to get those boosters.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Okay, listen. In like 10 years, we need to have a Nuremberg with these people. I'm not kidding.
Well, I was gonna say,
we need to go one by one, and anyone that was a part of this mass propaganda and fed the people this COVID bullshit long after we have done everything we're supposed to do, mm-hmm. and this, they need to be on trial.
Well, I was going to say, this is the first song written by the CIA.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Like, literally, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, he's probably like a CIA asset.
Yeah, he probably is.
Yeah.
He probably is. Yeah.
He's going to make a song in 3 years called Eat Bugs, Everybody. I love the bug bars. I'm glad we all live on a train in an icy mountain area.
Right.
Right? Snowpiercer, guys?
That's Come pretty on. Good.
That's a good reference.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Snowpiercer.
Anyway,
good.
Back to this piece of
shit. All right, enough, Honestly, this is pretty good.
Yeah, Ariana slays this.
She's a slay queen.
Yeah. And she's Japanese now.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
I mean, here's another thing. This came out 4 days ago, 5 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
This is 2021. They're acting like it's the beginning of COVID. Like, mm-hmm. everyone is going to have a Christmas alone again with their masks on, getting booed. Like, what is this?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Nuremberg! Here's another thing. When does Jimmy Fallon get to ever use any of the money he makes for doing this show? His life seems like a living hell.
Oh, I legitimately think he's a miserable man.
Yeah, like, what is the point of all the money you make for being this guy?
I think
what's
it's
the point of the gig?
I think it's literally they don't want to do it, but they also can't walk away from that amount of power and attention. They just can't do it.
Right.
Because you're not going to get it again. You
being
know?
On TV every single night.
Being on The Tonight Show, something you have. Like, I mean, like, you hear Johnny Carson was just miserable for the last 15 years that he did the show, but it's like you just do the show every day.
Yeah.
I mean, also, he's just a fucking drunk alcoholic.
Right.
He's been phony for 20 years, so.
I think you're just running on pure ego.
It's just like, hey, but it's on. Well, and look at the views.
And I'm one of three people doing this, and I'm one of, like, only 15 people who've ever done it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Anyway, shut up, Richie.
No, I'm saying he's still miserable.
Back to the song. I'm saying yeah.
Sorry, I didn't want to ruin your last Christmas experience.
Enough, stop.
I feel like I need to talk over it now.
This is just...
It's literally just ideas from the news that have been floated in the New York Times. Mm-hmm. Get a booster. Yeah. Don't travel for Christmas.
There's a mask on the tree.
There's singing masks.
With
Santa beards.
On the tree with Santa beards.
Mm-hmm. And Santa is a anti-vaxxer.
Yes.
Yeah, Santa was at the Capitol.
Santa was at the Capitol. I mean, you're out of your mind if you think he wasn't. Oh, here's Megan Thee Stallion.
Well, that's why Santa needs to be a woman, and that's why Santa Inc. is a great show.
Mm-hmm. Guess I do have a big crush on Megan Thee Stallion, though.
Oh, she's great.
I know, controversial opinion.
Yeah,
that's not controversial.
She's great. She could take a shot. She literally got shot.
It's literally like that Serena Williams thing where I want.
That's what you look for in a woman.
It's like that Serena Williams thing where I just want you to beat the shit out of me.
Yeah,
you know? Like just crush my balls with a tennis racket.
Yeah. No, she's hot. She's got like the thick and everything. But in like 5 years, she'll look like Aretha Franklin. Right? I mean,
that weight.
Oh, yeah, that's
hard to stay that way.
Well, she'll be manufactured.
That's a wax statue in the desert. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going downhill pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, shut up.
Yeah. Okay, her nails
are. Her nails are the vaccine.
Yeah. Syringes.
Syringes, yeah.
Actually, in this case, they were hype needles with heroin in them, but
everything else Grinch? Is about the vaccine. That was the Grinch, but he was like masks. Yeah. He was made out of masks.
The Grinch was fucking Megan.
I mean, if this is what these people believe, why do they ever see people? Like, why are they allowed to do like live shows and everything? If this is what they believe, that the Christmas, it's a mass Christmas and you got to be alone and that, what, like if they
well, they have to help the people get through the quarantine,
right?
Yeah,
right.
The upcoming quarantine. Yeah, 2022 is 20 days away, but there's a big quarantine.
It's insane
coming up.
That people are still like actually like, well, you know, I will catch up with people now. And they're like, well, you know, it's my first time outside in a year, and I'm like, why? What fucking happened to your brain? You got four vaccines. Get the fuck out there, you idiot. Like, I'm not saying COVID is fake, but also, like, Jesus fucking Christ.
It's unbelievable. It's being used as, like, just a big excuse to not participate in anything anymore.
Yeah, it's. I think people get definitely addicted to the, well, my life is over and I never have to try again,
right.
type of thing.
Right, yeah, exactly. That was a comforting feeling for the first 4 months.
Right.
And then I was like, Jesus Christ, I got to get the fuck out of here. I guess we're done with this, right? I mean, unless something else crazy happens at the end, they just announced they're going to announce they did 9/11 at the end.
Doing 9/11. Stephen Paddock was an inside job. Couldn't move those windows. They weighed 1,000 pounds.
On the last podcast, we had a joke that Stephen Paddock was handed. He was handed the guns by the CIA, and they were like, cold gun!
Stephen Paddock being interviewed by George Stephanopoulos. I never pulled the trigger. I pulled the hammer back 1,500 times. Alec Baldwin's stupid fucking interview. Jesus Christ.
We did an in-depth one on that.
Oh, yeah, I watched the whole thing. He looked like refried dog shit, by the way.
He looks like utter
shit. He had
shit.
Two scrambled eggs under his eyes.
He looks like
crazy.
Shit. No, yeah. Really, he does. He has eggs under his eyes.
He's drank so much he looks Chinese now.
Yeah, he looks like one of the Easter Island eggs.
You know the funniest part? I know you guys talked about this. The funniest part of that interview is like, I think like 40 minutes. And he goes, you know, I may never work again, which I'm told. I do have a movie in January, but that was a prior commitment. And they told me not to back out. He's just immediately going back to work.
Yeah.
Fucking piece of shit.
All right. Let's
see the big finale.
What are they going to do at the end here?
Oh, that was it.
That's it. They're all smiling.
Mm-hmm.
Come on! Oh, God.
And then the end of the video is John Higgins gives his son $1 million in a big check. Or Stephen Higgins, whatever his stupid name is.
Cut this shit off.
Right, enough.
Done with this drunk.
Enough of this. Let's get to a real
performer,
Travis Scott.
Travis Scott. The Picasso of rap.
Stop the show. Did you hear any of those screams?
Nah, man.
Travis Scott's... Did you hear any of those screams?
Nah, man. Just he's like leaning back in his chair.
Travis Scott's his slogan is through rain, sleet, or bodies.
Right. He thinks he's on LeBron's barbershop yeah. show right now.
He thinks this is the decision. He's like, I have decided to ignore the lawsuits for the manslaughter charges.
I'm taking my talents to offshore accounts where I cannot be touched. I'm going to play in the Isle of Man with no international laws, no extradition.
That was so amazing.
Yeah.
Did you hear the screams?
Nah, man.
Nah. The screams. There's like literally 11 people slaughtered at his concert. He's a apparently
people are like
unaware.
Waving like they're dying.
There's people behind him on stage, regular people like, stop the show. Everyone's dying. Here we go.
And you know, it's so crazy because I'm that artist too. Like, you know, anytime you can hear something like that, you want to stop the show. You want to make sure, you know, fans get the proper attention they need.
Thousands that needed attention, people crushed in the surging crowd, trampled under piles of bodies.
Jesus.
In a nearly hour long.
Oh, the guys are just videotaping them trampling the people.
Yeah, that's what like people did. They just watched them get trampled.
Astroworld Festival in Houston, Scott denying his music and his history of encouraging concertgoers to rage played a role.
Do you feel like you're being villainized?
I feel like people understand that what my heart wasn't there to be the villain, you know. I was there to be like a hometown hero.
Your heart wasn't there to be the villain.
What?
He's like, people don't understand. Like, I can't think. He's like, here's what the general public doesn't know about Travis Scott.
Right.
I don't have thoughts.
People thought I was trying to go sicko mode. When really, I don't know another one of his songs. I don't know a single other one.
It's like through the goosebumps.
When really, I got goosebumps.
Yeah, goosebumps, yeah. He's like, man, when those people died, it gave me goosebumps. One, two, three.
You know, because they were just there like bees in the trap, you know? That's what. Please tell me that's one of his songs.
I think it's birds in the
birds
trap.
Birds in the trap.
Yeah, something like that.
Bees in the trap.
I'm my granddaddy's son.
And he's getting interviewed by Charlamagne, who like I thought admitted to like date raping people right. like years and years ago. But anyway, interesting.
Interesting.
And partner of Kylie Jenner saying he didn't know exactly what had happened until after the show. He also spoke about the families of the 10 people killed.
10 people. So funny. Oh my God. 10 people to see Travis
10
Scott.
10 people. Oh, that poor kid. One of them's a fucking child.
Yeah, they're all got to be children.
So, some of them rejecting his
No, but like a literal
they're
child.
That's a literal
Oh, yeah, that kid is 8 years old.
8 years old. What did he just say? What did Travis just say? He goes like, I hear that kids are like little adults. And I'm sad that a little adult died.
The death is almost worth two regular adults.
People have said that those people that died are not coming back. And that makes me sad, I think.
Did you see his apology video he released right after?
Yeah, black and white. Yeah, like all it's cinematic.
Like it's a FaceTime to your mom. He's like, ah, shit.
Yeah, 10 people died. He gets on FaceTime. He's like, oh, man. Oh.
That sucks.
Anyway, got to dust it off, you know. Got to shake it off.
Like, just put the phone at your head level, dude. This is your apology for 10 murders.
He killed 10 people.
Killed
he
them.
Didn't kill them, but he kind of he played the soundtrack to their death. That's for sure.
What song did they get? Oh, I guess it was a whole concert.
It was a bunch of different ones.
Yeah.
It was a medley of Travis Scott songs.
It was a set list. They got killed to a set list.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit, dude.
Standing and, you know, they want answers. And It's not about that, you know.
And I give them answers if I knew what that meant. Charlamagne, what is an answer?
Charlamagne, I've always wanted to ask you, how do you spell your name? It's so long.
Charlamagne, what are you?
Yeah. Now you are you a are you God?
Now, are you God?
Are you actually?
Goes, are you an actual God?
Do I have to answer for my sins?
No, I did the interview with Charlemagne because it's like talking to God. I'm talking to God.
He repents to Charlemagne.
Yeah, the Father who art in heaven and shit.
And shit.
Hallowed be thy fucking...
Hallowed be thy name and shit.
Yeah, shit. I apologize to God featuring Jesus. Skirt, skirt. I'm just sorry about all the deaths. Skirt, 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 skirt.
I'm always going to be here, you know, to want to help them.
In that interview, Scott describing the...
I heard about the dead people and I want to help them. And Charlemagne's like, they're dead.
But like, can he's you like?
He's like, but can I like give him a push?
Yeah.
But you're God, can't you fucking? He's like, let them live again.
Charlemagne, I've come to you today to ask you to resurrect the dead. Please, thank you.
Do you think if like I gave him like an Instagram shout out or some like grid?
He's like
grid shout out.
He's like, what if Kylie puts their funeral on her IG? Would do you think they'll be okay with that?
That's 30 million followers right there.
Listen, I just want to say
that's enough
to the parent of the little kid that died. Like, I'll plug your IG,
yeah,
and that's the amount of influence you'll get from that.
Because I think
it's worth the cost.
I heard two of those kids had a SoundCloud, and that's devastating.
That's really sad. Maybe they died because of their SoundCloud. God.
That's an emotional roller coaster. But according to the attorney representing...
And listen, roller coasters go up and down.
But sometimes they go around.
Sometimes they go around just and like do a life. Spinning move. Much like life.
I like how we just turned him into John Coffey at this point. I didn't mean to kill him. I just wanted to do a concert real bad. Travis Scott spitting flies out of his mouth.
I pledge to give all the families my McDonald's Happy Meal that I've been plugging.
You ever have the Sprite at McDonald's? That do be hidden different. Yeah,
what is this shit called? Like the new Western burger? I don't forget.
Cactus Jack.
Cactus Jack.
Yeah.
It's called the untimely passing, the Travis Scott meal.
There's fentanyl in the Cactus Jack.
Oh, yeah, they discontinued his cacti drink.
Yeah, they should.
Yeah.
Good for McDonald's for taking a stand.
No. The booze drink, White Claw, that's called cacti. Have you seen that? That's his.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
No one will get alcohol poisoning off a Travis Scott drink.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to kill any more people.
Scott has not shown any remorse or a sense of responsibility.
In 50-some-odd minutes, he didn't even say sorry.
They didn't even say sorry.
Every time that he makes excuses.
This guy's sitting on a private jet.
Yeah. Fucking the millionaire from The Simpsons. Big white cowboy hat.
That was the whole... There's got to be...
No, there's a full one.
A conversation. Oh, shit. This is long.
Yeah.
Interesting. What are the comments?
We love you, Travis.
This is unbelievable. Look at this first comment. It's got 5,000 upvotes. My condolences to the families. This whole situation is hard for everyone on all sides, but especially them. Yeah, you think? What does that even mean? Who else is it hard on?
Well, I was gonna say
other than the families of the dead,
especially the families.
Especially the families.
That's like saying
it's also hard on Travis.
That's like saying this was a tragedy. But I feel the worst for the people that were killed.
Yeah. It's an entire YouTube comment thread read in through text-to-speech.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Here's Charlemagne.
Travis Scott, what's up, brother? How you doing?
He's like, feeling good, feeling alive, which a lot of people aren't right now. He's like, it feels good to be alive.
Different type of like emotions, you know? Emotional roller coaster.
He doesn't care one bit about what happened.
What is this like lanyard he has?
I don't know. He has like a big thing over his cock. He has like a weird... He has like a tie over his cock. Look at this.
I wanted to announce my dick is Native American.
Yeah, what the hell is he wearing?
It's like a bathrobe like garment.
Yeah, it's very strange. Yeah. It's like Native American looking too.
City, it's just been a lot of thoughts, you know, a lot of feelings.
He's like, I've been having a lot of thoughts, which, by the way, I still don't know what they are. No one has explained thoughts.
I have been having a lot of thought recently.
Just, you know, that's what he means every time he says he's been having a lot of thoughts.
He's like, you know, I turned to the Xanax bottle, you know, I hit it pretty hard. You know, I heard those kids got killed, and I thought, you know, blunt and a mood, you know, blunt and a mood.
He's like, when I found out 11 people were trampled, I was like, man, this is a Henny night.
But I'm drinking responsibly.
But drink responsibly.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I'm loving it.
I'm contractually obligated to say that. Welcome to the. This is my apology, sponsored by McDonald's Cactus Jack meal.
He's like, they've just told me that actually more people have died from my Happy Meal than at Astroworld.
Tension. I just feel like. Something happened, and I feel like it's just.
He's like, something happened. I still don't know what.
Yeah.
I needed just a way to kind of like communicate, you know?
Mm-hmm. Has Kylie spoken? Kylie's like mentally retarded, right? Like,
oh, you don't send her out.
Yeah,
no.
She doesn't have thoughts.
His fans that experienced something, his fans that came to a show. You know, and I feel like I just have like a. I've always been that person to always see things through. Mm-hmm. Well, the people that shared experiences with me.
He's like, bottom line, I heard they came to the show and they were not able to leave because they are, what was it again, Charlamagne? And he goes, dead? He goes, that's the word.
They said they were deceased. And I was like, word.
I was like, word.
So they're all right?
I was like, so they're good.
Yeah. So they're good. Then.
He's like, so they good. So they straight then.
Yeah, he's like, no, they're dead. He's like, from what?
From. He's like, from what? A killer show?
Like they dead AF?
Like they dead AF?
Like laugh emoji dead?
Like an ego death? Or like what kind of death are we talking about?
They dead, but like you AF?
Woo!
Oh, fuck.
Good shit.
This is crazy. It's like every week it's just a new type of Alec Baldwin. Interview.
Yeah, it's a new interview.
It's great.
Just a new celebrity that slaughtered people.
No,
just,
I love it.
Just saying they didn't do anything wrong.
You know what's even funny? Well, this is a completely off track. Did you watch the documentary about Woodstock 99 where like two people died at that concert?
No, I haven't seen that.
They made a whole documentary about it, about how it was White Rage and Limp Bizkit like fueled the masses into like killing people.
That was the take.
It was the most piece of shit documentary ever. Like the Lazy Strike. And then it's like a month later, you know, Travis Scott kills 10 people.
Right. Yeah. No need to worry about Woodstock 99 anymore.
10 people who are about to literally die in a drunk driving accident. Yeah.
Do the Rolling Stones, I think one person died at Altamont?
At Altamont, yeah.
I think only one person,
yeah.
And they didn't play Sympathy for the Devil for like 15 fucking years. Mm-hmm. They felt so bad about that.
Yeah.
This guy should, I mean, what is he? What? Please don't ever play your music ever again.
Right. I'm going to have no features for the next 6 months.
No features.
And, you know, I just kind of, you know, it's been such a.
He's like, you know, I've just been vibing with the news.
Trying to just really figure things out, you know.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I felt horrible. Like, I've been going actual. I never knew what sicko mode meant until this happened.
Charlamagne's just like, you know, it sounds like, listen, brother, what you're going through, you're feeling anxiety, and black people have not dealt with anxiety before, and you're allowed to have anxiety.
Yeah. See, the thing is, you got like, you know how you have haters normally and they motivate you, but it's like you're a self-hater right now. It's like you're a hater for yourself.
You're hating yourself, and that ain't right.
And that's
now we're going to play the donkey of the day.
Donkey of the day goes to
that little kid who was at the Travis Scott concert.
The father of the
what
kid.
What were you doing out at 9 p.m. on a school day?
Yes, he starts roasting. Yeah. What the fuck you doing out at 9 p.m. on a school night?
We got Joe Budden on the line. Joe, what's up? Now, Joe, you gay now, right? What's up with that?
I mean, yeah, of course you got people that are just like, oh, fuck. Like, you know, but
they just moved right on.
Didn't Charlamagne come out as like bi recently?
Yeah. They're all. It's the new thing.
Yeah.
Black people love being gay now. You're obsessed with it.
Just imagine like an NWA style documentary, but it's like, yeah, you know, we were all sucking dick back then, you know? That was, if you were cool, you were sucking dick.
Yeah. NWA, know? They're just like, bye, Felicia, I'm sucking dick. Bye, Felicia, no girls allowed.
Suge Knight sucked all our dicks, and he was the hottest motherfucker in the room.
Tupac was killed by his lover.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I'm
just emotionally, just you as a human.
I've been just in a room for a while, you know.
What?
What does that mean?
Luckily, you know, I've just been in a room.
Yeah, people around that can, you can kind of bounce ideas, but it's just been, you know, I've been doing this for such a long time, and you know, you...
What, killing people at your concerts? So
I've just been acting incredibly irresponsible in the massive public eye for a while.
Lost something, and you just, like, you go, you do these shows, honestly, to...
He's like, listen, I've been a main contributor to population control for a while now through my music. Like,
I can't believe that organizing a festival with 30 people in charge would cause this to happen.
He's like, listen, so
we hired a security guard.
He's emotional. He's like, so what? We're talking a venue with 25,000 people. I had 4 security guards. What's? How does this happen?
I don't get. We put bracelets on them, y'all. Bracelets. Because that was the problem, right? They literally like hired like I think like 50 people.
Yeah,
to
there was
control
like,
the
there
crowd.
Was no security.
Not at all. Like yeah. Completely untrained. Yeah.
It was a massive show.
Yeah. In Houston, where you're already almost dying.
Yes.
Every day.
He's from Houston too.
He's from Houston.
So it's like,
yeah.
It's a coming out for him. Like. Figure out
that. You know, this isn't happening in the future, just shows, period. You know what I'm saying? Or figure out the bottom solution of what's going on and just try to...
Are they in the same room he interviewed Kanye in when Kanye was kind of crazy?
I don't know. I thought they did that at Kanye's place.
Charmaine, just anytime he has a serious interview, is like, get me the whitest room in the world.
Take me to the Getty.
I want to be in the John Lennon Imagine video, even though I don't know what that is.
And, you know, that was just more like a personal I think like some fan came and asked for a photo. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
Now, let's talk about that night, man. When did
fan came and asked for a photo, and he was alive, so I thought there was no problem.
Fan came asking for a photo. That dude was alive, so I didn't really think nothing of it.
Yeah. You know, we don't talk about the 25,000 people who didn't die that night. It's like a glass.
He gets aggressive like that.
It's like a glass half empty type of thing. I mean, you're going to look at the odds. It's just I'm saying, you know. I'm just saying. It gets all quiet.
Yep. I'm just saying. I mean... You know, he's like, how many people died in car accidents this year, Charlamagne?
His PR person's just loading a tranquilizer gun off camera.
They shoot him in the neck with a dart. Okay, he's about to talk about the night.
Yeah, yeah.
They're finally getting into it. They've just been making small talk for the first 4 minutes.
Yo, what's good with you, bro? Everybody
wants to know. Yeah, it wasn't really until, like, minutes until, like, the press conference until I figured out exactly what happened, you know? Even after the show, you know, you're just kind of hearing things. But you don't know.
Like
I didn't
screams.
Know
exactly.
Just, even after the show, you're hearing different things like death, like mass casualty event, like this was a slaughter. Like,
yeah. like people saying, like, we told you to stop. We begged you. It's like,
we begged you to stop.
We begged you. We kept saying, stop
you made it,
Travis.
Worse. You know, you hear various things, but I still didn't know what had happened.
Somebody told me, maybe I did yell, trample some motherfuckers.
You hear different things that, you know, you are under arrest, Mr. Scott. You are being charged with the manslaughter, Mr. Scott. You hear these things, but you don't know what happened.
I'd just like to apologize for what happened on the set of Russ. That was he's so high, he doesn't even know. What apologies
he doesn't he forgets what's going on. Yeah. Yeah, and just midway through this he just forgets. He's like, so that's why I had her on the album. I thought she brought some great vocals in the background of track 9.
Some people we were talking about, you know, what happened during the show, and I'm like, can we get Rick Rubin in the room? I know Rick's going to solve this. Rick Rubin just being all weird and hippie-ish. Sitting in a chair like he's a 14-year-old girl.
So you didn't know people that actually passed away and stuff?
Nah. Until minutes before, you know, which is...
Which is,
you know, things happen at concerts, but something like that, it's just like.
Oh my God. Yeah, people said they, but something like that, and then he spins, he does a spin in his chair. He goes, wee! I mean, he's not. I mean, are we being assholes? He doesn't seem like he gives a fuck.
No. It's very. I mean, he comes across like when a kid's getting interrogated in The Wire almost. Yeah. He's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, you know, what's going on?
He's like, I want some M&M's. He's like, I ain't going to talk about the people I killed till I get some Pepsi.
Yeah. Travis Scott's being hooked up to a copier machine.
Woo. It's a McNulty, like interrogating him. Yeah. Like, listen, Scott. You've been making music with Boxdale.
I'm from Baltimore.
Baltimore. I'm Jimmy McNulty from Baltimore.
The streets have been talking about you, chap. Were you in the towers that day?
You've killed more young black people than Marlo Stanley. Tell me why we found your Astroworld victims in the boarded up buildings in West Baltimore. I'm doing the weirdest McNulty, but he just like talks so straight. Just yeah. Baltimore. Avon Boxdale. Boxdale. The whole show, I'm like, that guy's from Baltimore. What a weird accent.
Yeah. And then I always loved Idris Elba too, like kind of overdoing it almost. Yeah, it's like, what are you gonna do?
Yeah.
Come down here.
Yeah.
Well, they're both extremely British, both
right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The fuck yeah.
You gonna do? We gotta sell crack to these kids in the projects.
And cut. All right, cheerio, man.
Cheerio, John. A spot of tea. How about we take a horse and carriage?
To Baltimore.
Baltimore. David Simon says the N-word too much. I don't care for it. That spicy chap.
I love this show. The writing's so great, but I'm sick of getting yelled at by young black chaps.
Folks screaming help every time you stop the song to get your attention. Did you hear any of those screams?
Nah.
He slipped it in there. He's like, did you hear any of those?
He's like, nah.
You want to make sure, you know, fans get the proper attention they need, you know? And anytime I could see anything like that, I did, you know? Mm-hmm.
You know, we're just going to take it one game at a time, you know?
he's like, listen, you know, ball don't lie. Like,
you know, you got to give credit to your teammates on that because yeah. Without that pass, I don't make that shot.
He's just like, both teams played hard. Both teams played hard. They're like, did you hear the screams, Travis? He's like, you know, you just got to thank God.
Yeah.
You just got to thank God.
You know, when you're in that situation, you just put your head down, you know? Put your head down, take it one day at a time. Next question.
He goes, next question. He says, next question.
Call the response. I'm just here so that I don't get fined. Yeah. Did you hear the screams? I'm just here so that I don't get fined.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what it's like being on stage except for other artists. So speak to us from that perspective of what you can see.
And he's like, listen, those dead people will never know what it's like to be an icon.
That is kind of what he's saying.
He's like, the thing that the dead people don't understand is that, like, I'm a god. A sea of 25,000 people right. repeating my words back to me.
It's like I look at the people criticizing me. It's like, did your album go double platinum? Did it? Oh, you don't have an album. All right.
You don't know what it's like.
You don't know what it's like being me.
You know, these people turn.
You know, I got sucked off so much, I don't even get hard anymore. Do you know what that's like? You know, when you get all the cum sucked out your body forever.
That's what he says. And he's in court.
Yeah.
He's on the stand yeah. saying that.
I heard I might lose my Lambo, and I'm like, I might as well just kill myself.
I heard that the families, he offered to pay for their funerals.
Oh, great.
And they turned it down.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. What, $30,000?
Yeah.
Great.
Well, because it's like legally, they're like, no, if we do that, we can't sue you, you fuck. We're
oh,
take you
right, right.
Probably.
Jesus. That was probably a lawyer probably told him to do
yeah.
that, too.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
A venue, you know, filled with like 50,000 people. Mm-hmm. But it's like a sea. You got lights, you got sound, you got pyro, you got your in-ears, you got your sound, got your mic. You know,
this is the only time he's come alive in the interview.
Yeah,
talking
no,
about
right,
the show.
Talking about the show. He's
doing the same thing Alec Baldwin did too. He's like, yeah. when you're on in a studio, the camera, there's an AD, there's a director. Yeah. Like they always have to go through.
It's
like
the only
you
time
don't
they
understand.
Per-
it's yeah. literally like they asked about the movie. He's like, I don't know. And then he's like, the thing is, see, we threw in Kanye's designer from the Yeezus tour. He came in and he did some art for the background, and that was killer. It just popped. Oh yeah, they. I don't know. They died.
They died.
Oh shit! Fuck.
Stuff going on.
So it's hard to tell excitement from danger, so to
yeah,
speak.
Of course, everything mm-hmm. kind of just sounds the same. And at the end of the day, you just hear music, mm-hmm. you know. And when you do, you just hear amongst of things, you know. But you just when you're in a show, you just enter the show. And anytime you can feel anything close to you, you know, you try.
They're
to, like,
dead.
Definitely get to that.
So as an artist, how much can you actually? I guess, help in that position.
You can only help what you can see, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, whatever you saw.
I thought I was...
What about the ambulances that were showing up? All of that.
Yeah, you saw there was people, like, literally getting on top of the ambulances.
Yeah.
Like riding them and shit.
On Kylie Jenner's Instagram, she said, like, she had no clue what was going on, but she's recording the concert, and there's an ambulance driving through the crowd. Mm-hmm. And she's just like, Travis is killing it tonight. Literally.
That's my baby.
She sucks like an old black woman.
Yeah, that's Kylie my baby.
And that's my baby.
Go, baby, go.
Oh, God.
You didn't on this night. I guess the kind of energy that could have led you something.
That's Kylie Jenner saying that.
Be mine.
Look at all this excitement in the crowd. Ooh, they love my Travis.
Ooh, child, they love my baby.
If your grandpappy was here to see this.
Oh, you see that move? I taught him how to do that. You taught him to do that. Oh, my God. I taught him how to do that. Ooh, that's my Travis.
Travis, show him the move I taught you.
T-Baby,
show
come
the move,
on.
T-Baby. Show him the move. Get all pissed. Show him.
Travis. This is Kylie Jenner.
Kylie in a big moo-moo and like a purse. Just giant purse. Big white gloves.
She takes her weave off and her high heels. She's like, my bunions is killing me.
Oh, my ass implants is hurting, child.
Ooh, honey, child, my lip exploded last night. I was sucking on a bottle cap to get the, you know, better DSLs, dick, the dick sucking lips, and one of them just shits just exploded.
I'm just literally thinking of the Nutty Professor, just dinner scene now.
Kylie Jenner's
just
there.
Kylie Jenner there.
Fuck.
Of just creating these experiences and trying to show like the experiences happening in a safe environment. Mm-hmm. You know, us as artists, we trust, you know, professionals to make sure that, you know, things happen and people leave, you know, safely. You know what I'm saying? And this night was just like a regular show, mm-hmm. you know, it felt like to me. As far as like, you know, the energy, people, it didn't feel like it was like, you know, people didn't show up.
You know, there is something where it's like, I'm almost like, at least he's like not good at it. like the Alec Baldwin thing, where it's like, he's too poised, and you can like, you know, I do like him as an actor like a lot, and I even like listening to him talk when he's not talking political shit.
Yeah,
but you can be like, oh, he's literally like sat down with the PR team, he's got the points. Whenever he's asked a question, he's like, no, I never pulled the trigger. So here's the thing, and he's like redirecting the entire.
No, that Baldwin thing is just creepy because it felt exactly like in fucking Gone Girl when Tyler Perry's prepping Ben Affleck to do his big like Nancy Grace interview, and he wins over the public and shit. Like, it's just, you just don't do that. You don't make content 3 weeks later,
right? And like an exclusive Alec, I think it's Alec Baldwin unscripted.
To rid yourself of guilt. It has nothing to do with the victim
at all,
or her family. It's ridiculous.
Well,
it's
and like then he insane. Also, the people sued him, and he's like, I think it's a little, you know, premature to sue before the husband sues. Like, he's shitting
on them. Shitting on the other guy.
It's like, you know, guy saw his one of his best friends shot to death in front of him. Yeah, that has no effect
on
him
whatsoever. He can't sue you. Yeah. You're not worth a lot.
Yeah, exactly, you idiot.
Dumbass.
He's suing the insurance company that you took out in the fucking film, you idiot.
That's the whole point of these
things. Yeah, he's not suing you.
Yeah. No, he's like trying to pin that guy. He's like, man, there's a lot of evil on that side.
And I mean, we've talked ad nauseum about the woman who was in charge of props, right?
Yes.
How she was like an e-girl, like R-A-W-R girl.
Yes, with her dyed hair. All the pictures of her holding the gun.
Yeah, the TikToks. Set. Yeah, TikToks. She was like, literally, my life, is, like waving a gun around and shit. Yeah, it's good stuff. To know that person's responsible for your demise.
Yeah, that's exciting. It's actually woman-on-woman crime, realistically. She killed another woman.
I really think I would rather get, like, run over by a semi-truck than Alec Baldwin kill me.
Well, just because it's like, you're just a part of, like, a fucking goofy death. Yeah, like, it's a goof. It's just goofy.
Even when I saw the report, I'm like, well, it's sad in theory, but it's, like, it's so funny.
It's impossible not to laugh at that headline.
It's impossible.
You never want to die out of the ordinary.
That Alec Baldwin... Ever. And you never want to die a freak
and
way.
Famously.
And then famously die. You don't want any of those.
Never
want to.
Yeah. No, I know. I mean, the way Anton Yelchin died,
like a Three Stooges
love that
kid.
Right.
Yeah.
But it was like, when I heard about it, I was like, what?
That,
his car, he what?
It like rolled down the hill and then
he forgot to put it in
rolled down
part,
the hill and pinned him against the fence and he just died in his driveway.
Like a Buster Keaton scene.
Yeah,
basically.
Like fucking, you know.
His death had. Just piano keys playing behind it. Or are you pulling up the Anton Yelchin thing?
No, I heard this was playing.
Just some crushed.
Oh,
doing the signs, death where the wife dies pinned to that tree.
By the way, I know we're being huge assholes, but that kid was like pretty talented.
Oh, Anthony Yelchin was great. Was of course. Actor. We have to say we never want anyone to die.
No,
but it is funny.
Just hearing about that, I almost thought people were lying to me. I was like, what?
Yeah.
That was definitely one where you're like, oh, I don't want that person.
You know, I think apparently his Jeep or whatever car he had.
Yeah, there was a defect.
There was
or something.
A defect.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it wasn't like he forgot to put it in park. It was
no,
a defect with the Jeep.
I think something had been like recalled and he didn't take it in yet.
They just push those out. Like they know the whole time. They just do the calculations on how much lawsuits they'll face. Anyway, back to Travis and his apology.
Here we go, folks. Only 51 more minutes, everyone. And we're doing the whole thing.
You see roosters crowing outside.
How is this that long? Like, literally, what does he get into?
Most of it is him just going like, oh, I mean, damn. Like,
he probably drops a new music video in the middle
of it. Let's listen to
with
two
Jimmy
more minutes.
Fallon
and then let's cut to like 30 minutes in to see what they're talking about. And 30 minutes in, he's just like, no, I like it when like they cup the balls. And like work the shaft. That's my favorite blowjob. Right. Charlamagne's like, you like sucking farts?
Nah, I'm sorry. I'm being childish.
He's like, I'm being childish. Donkey of the day goes to the 10 that died in Astroworld. Yeah. What are you doing trampling?
Donkey of the day goes to Kyle Rittenhouse. How you liking a porn star's tweet on Twitter? Did you see that, by the way?
No, what did he do?
That happened today where it was Kyle Rittenhouse's account. You know, you can see the likes. He liked like some come with me on my live cam, like some with her tits out. Yeah.
Good for him. He's doing all
back
tour.
In action. Good for him.
Yeah, it's, no, I was proud of him.
Does he have like tons of followers on Twitter now?
I think he's got to start a podcast.
He must.
The Patreon money would be insane.
It'd be crazy.
Yeah.
Be
I know crazy. He did a podcast. I don't know. It's like one of those dumb.
He did like Steven Crowder's podcast and he did some other.
Yeah.
Like
podcasts. One of those
he
things.
Went on Steven recently?
Yeah. Like I watched it earlier today.
Yeah. Oh. And then the y'all's side, Steven Crowder's dumbass sidekicks. Just doing like fucking. Mm-hmm. Like racist Obama voice,
basically. Yeah. Yeah, that show's a bit odd.
Every clip I've seen, it's literally like Steven will be like, "That's not the country we want to live in," and then one of his like psychics would be like, "No side net," and then it's like, "Jesus fucking Christ!"
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yes. Basically, what we did for the last 30 minutes.
Yeah, it's a star show, but his is he's racist,
but like worse. Right. They're worse.
Anyway, yes, Massa.
Yeah,
let's move on.
And it's, you know, something unfortunate happened. And I think we really just got to figure out, you know, what that was, you know?
Does raging make it harder to identify when something is going wrong in the crowd?
Well, I think, you know, raging is just a, you know, they have a textbook, you know, definition. But, you know, in concerts, we've grown it to be just the experience of having fun. It's not about just
having a fun.
Having a fun.
Mm-hmm. It's not about that. It's about just letting go and having fun. You know, help others, you know, love each other. It's not about just, you know, harm.
When were concerts about harm?
For an hour. Mm-hmm. You know,
he's like, I don't, is. There's a misconception because of my show that concerts are about murder.
The thing, I didn't even get to do my second encore. So there's more than
he's like,
10 victims.
We're all hurting. I didn't get an encore.
10 people died, yes, but 20,000 people paid to see me do a show
and
I got to finish.
That pyro bill is non-refundable. You know how much gasoline that took?
Trust me, I grew up on crunk. So, you know, I understand. You know, you just don't, you don't want it to get.
He grew up on crunk?
On crunk.
Wasn't he like 45 when crunk came out?
Crunk music? No, I guess crunk came out in the.
Well, like early 2000s.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like on the radio then.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know what he means by that.
He was like, I was with a bunch of 16, 17 year olds.
Yeah. They were listening to crunk.
Listening to crunk. Make sure that people. I was 32.
All right, let's cut to minute. Like
they were crunking, I was clowning.
You want people to have a good
time. Let's cut to minute 30.
Community, people to leave from these experiences.
I remember listening to Lil Jon slipping a roofie into a girl's drink.
And back then, because everybody had those pimp goblets, so it would make a clink noise, so it was harder to get away with it. You had to put the pill on the side of the cup and let it like fall into the middle.
So we try to put, you know, every year we put.
I remember listening to Snap Your Fingers while I was snapping my fingers in front of a girl's face, being like, are you awake? Are you
awake? All day. And different artists for them to experience too.
Have the trauma of this tragedy
have the
impacted
trauma.
Your desire to perform in the future?
He's like, no. Absolutely not.
We got 30 dates. Put them up on the screen.
He used it as an opportunity to
throw the
tour.
Dates up on
I'm
the screen.
I'm doing Jacksonville tonight. This turns psycho. Turns into James Brown near the end.
The show must go on. I mean,
he pulls out a shotgun like James Brown.
There's no rims on his tires.
Shit. For me, that's why I've always been so into it. I don't know if you like, you know, looked at like some of the growth from where I've tried to take performance. I've always tried to, I feel like it's the art of healing. I feel like it's a moment where people have a mutual understanding. You know, and I feel like the first things first before anything is that we address, you know, a lot of safety concerns. I think the first things first is that because not even just for me.
He literally sounds like he has the intelligence level of like a 9-year-old.
Oh, he sounds like a complete idiot.
Literally sounds like
I'm sure
like a 10-year-old.
He's taken so much Xanax that his brain is just like smooth at this point.
Yeah.
Has like his two brain. Wrinkles.
His brain is ironed out. Yeah. You don't see any of the squiggly lines. Yeah. It's the just flat.
The only fold in his brain is shaped like a cactus.
Oh, fuck. All right, we'll finish this up in a little bit. He's not saying anything new. Take a part
of that trauma. I remember being amazed that he was like the biggest rapper.
I couldn't believe his success.
I had no idea.
I've never felt him.
No, that's exactly right.
I don't feel any of his music.
That's what I mean. Yeah, it was like I heard about like two albums and I listened to a couple tracks. I'm like, okay, these are good. And then the next thing you know, he's the biggest rapper like in history.
I know.
Is it just because he married Kylie Jenner?
Yeah. That's
part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a part of it, though. Marrying into that family.
Well, it's like there's also just a whole culture that we always never know about. That's actually most of America.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 250 million people. We have no idea what their tastes are at all.
Yeah, true. I mean, who are all those people in line?
Yeah,
that you don't.
I always think about do you know one person who watches NASCAR?
No,
it's the biggest sport in America. Yeah,
right.
Even growing up in Texas, I knew one person who watched NASCAR. Yeah.
Johnny will go to NASCAR events sometimes.
Right.
I would go.
But he's not your average guy that like sits that watches it, wears his Jeff Gordon.
No, I knew a dad who would like get the six pack on one side, the empties go on the other, and he would watch 4 hours of racing on his TV that was that fucking wide.
That's crazy.
Weighed like 200 pounds.
I can't imagine watching NASCAR.
Yeah, covered in like insulation from his like construction job, just sitting down.
Just covered in asbestos.
Right? No, like literally.
Holding his toddler on his shirt.
All his kids have like 15 arms or shit. He's teeth in their forehead.
He's eating the insulation like it's cotton candy.
All right, let's go to minute. Let's see how they wrap it up.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure.
I feel like we're old dad to just know what happened here.
He's like, we taking over the world, bro.
I don't want to just speak too soon.
It ends with him being like, I still don't know what happened.
But, you know, 50 straight minutes. Yeah, he has no clue.
He's like, wait, so this was my concert? What the fuck?
To professionals to make sure that we... know that fans are having a good time.
I thought this was Migos.
Leave and have the.
I called Offset.
He's like, I called them. I said, I'm sorry. I heard about what happened. I'm sorry to hear about that.
To the fans.
They're like, what?
To the family, people who lost loved ones, you know, before we get out of here. I want everyone to just continue praying for the fans. I want people to continue praying for the fans that was lost. You know, I want people to continue praying for the families. I want people to continue just reaching out for healing.
And continue to whip the pot, get that money.
Here's the thing: if he truly cared, if he felt this at all, like a human being would, he wouldn't perform for at least a year. He'd be out of the public eye. People would be like, he's horribly devastated. You hear reports like he hasn't left his room.
Right.
If you are an actual empathetic human being.
No, his biggest concern are number one, lawsuits, and number two, like his like if he can perform in the future.
PR.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, that love is just, you know, everything. And with that, you know, we can try to cure everything, you know, and take steps into, you know, healing. And I think the more we try to, you know, continue to let people grieve and continue to be there for people and, you know, check in on people and, you know, check in on your loved ones and just, you know, that, you know, I think that's just like one of the most important things, and, you know, staying strong through this while we, you know, figure out what's going
on. He sounds like someone trying to get out of ISS.
Yeah. It just sounds like a bad job interview.
Yeah. Healing energy to everybody involved, the families, you know, those who were lost, yourself, because nobody wants tragedies like this to happen.
Yeah, not at all.
So preventing them moving forward is
the only thing. Well said. Thank you.
Well said. Well said. Well said. Holy shit. That was retarded.
Yeah, that was terrible. And you know, he's just walking away from that and be like, ah, man, that was rough.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Sean, they don't care.
Yeah, getting in a big Maybach, just speeding off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is this thing that Jim Brewer just did? What is this show he did? He's like touring with the right wing now.
It's like
something?
The American Alliance. It's like there's all these conservative guys that are huge. Right. I have no idea who they are.
And I don't think he's a conservative.
He just got hired.
He's just looked like at that because of his views
he's
getting hired. Yeah.
Yeah. And funny people like when Adam Sandler performs at, what is it? MySpace.
Right. Right.
Same. He's just
and now
hired
he's being pinned
perform.
As this like alt-right guy. Cause he did this show. I mean, it's Here, let's.
Yeah, what do you play the clip for the audience? Okay, I think you got to go back a little bit, right? You got to get the setup.
You know what a cockatoo is?
Cockatoo.
Ah, that's a bit much. And he's just like performing to like churchgoers.
No, it literally looks like a blue collar comedy tour audience.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. Jim Brewer's wife has had cancer for like 12 years. Okay, like he's gone through enough.
I love Jim Brewer.
I love him.
Always have. Always will.
I've honestly not been as huge a fan, even before this.
I don't care either way. Like, I don't watch him.
Yeah.
But I've always enjoyed him on O&A. I like
his stories about Norm MacDonald.
Yeah,
you know?
I liked his story about Pizza Man, right? Opie and Anthony. I just think he's a...
His dad throwing up, yeah, all that stuff.
I think he's a down-to-earth, empathetic person.
Who's just, like, kind of a little crazy about like, COVID.
COVID.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Rightfully so, because I don't understand, like... everyone hates everybody now, and it's all over something they didn't know existed less than 2 years ago.
Right.
It's all over a new thing.
Mm-hmm. It's just a joke that appeals to being annoyed by everything you had to go through the past year.
Right.
Yeah, it's even the thing is, like, I'm not the most, we talked about it, I'm not the most anti-vaccine guy. It's more like, I think the thing is, like, it seems more annoying to me that you would, like, even... joke about it, but I get where he's coming from, because we said, like, you have the people who are like still quarantined. I'm like, you're a dumbass, you know. Right. Those people that he's doing the bit about, like, literally do exist.
They do exist, yeah.
Where they're like, they worship, like, they watch the Fauci documentary and they're like, he's an American hero.
Yep. No, right. Truly. Yeah.
Is he even being anti-vaxxer? I thought he's just making fun of, like, people who.
No, not just, here. Just on other stuff he's been.
He refuses to do any shows where they have to mandate the vaccine.
And he's done, like, a lot of, like, interviews being like anti-vaccine. Yeah.
Little cockatoos staring at the screen. Facts and figures, facts and figures. Dr. Fauci, Dr. Fauci.
Yeah, he's not wrong. I mean, I love this bird impression.
Yeah. It's a great goddamn bird.
This classic Brewer.
He should do a goat boy at the insurrection. That's his next vote.
It's a funny bird impression.
Numbers going up. One mask, two masks, fascinated, double
What's going on? And he does, like, pretty interesting Facebook lives sometimes. Like, sometimes they're a little wacky, but other times I'm like, dude, he's just...
Well, he did, you know, he did
believes
one.
In what he believes.
There was another one that went kind of viral where he was doing this bit just on his balcony. Did you see that? Where he's talking about just...
Yeah.
The weeds trying to distract. So it's like, oh, I actually 100% agree with
this. He's right about that. Yeah. I thought the same thing.
But it's that thing, and it does annoy me because it's like people I know are people that, like, are popular on Twitter who I even think are funny most of the time, but then just get obsessed with, like, owning somebody when they step, like, one foot outside, like, what is respected thought is supposed
to be. Exactly. Which is like fascist.
Right now, yeah. But it's such, like, a balance. Like, it's the thing with, like, the first three Chappelle specials. I'm like, oh, I genuinely enjoy this. And then, you know, everybody's shitting on him. And then by the sixth one, you're like, okay, I also fucking hate this.
Right.
You know?
Right. Okay, let's talk about Jace. Tell
I heard that I saw pictures of it. Somebody sent me Chappelle's tour bus pulled outside the Comedy store, and his tour bus has the Joaquin Phoenix Joker painted on the outside of it. On the back of it, like, fucking 18 feet tall on his tour bus.
I mean, that's like something like G-Eazy would do.
He thinks he's the Joker now.
Like, what?
Yeah. You're Robert De Niro in The Joker. Yeah. Like, what are you talking about?
And then he said to one of the door guys, like, oh, you know, just canceled.
Yeah, just freshly canceled.
Just freshly canceled. It's like, how are you freshly canceled?
Yeah,
not even canceled. Just some idiots didn't like what you did, and then that they got upset, and then nothing happened to you.
You make, every time you perform, you make twice my yearly salary. Yeah. I don't know how you're canceled.
Dave, we'd all love for Netflix to be our personal YouTube channel. Right. Okay? What is this world you live in where you are being stifled?
You just go to high schools and bully the children at the high school.
You're showing up to high schools and telling them all that they'll never be you.
Just bullying 15-year-olds like a crazy person.
Oh, I he's just announced, he's just speaking at a graduation, like, I'm better than all of you. Everyone's like, all right.
Yeah, if there's one thing I could tell the graduating class of 2021 is never do stand up, because you'll never be like me. None of you can do 6 jokes in 2 hours.
I'd like to tell the graduating class of 2022 to lick my balls.
He's literally turning into like Sir Smokes a lot from Half Bag.
He is a little bit.
Just a rich, crazy person.
I want the Stamson.
Yeah. My lawyer, fuck my wife. Why? You just want that Chappelle back so bad.
Yeah,
just
I know.
Goofy, dumbass Chappelle. Not dumbass, but just dumb bit Chappelle.
Yeah. Yeah. What a...
Why?
I know.
Please believe me.
Believe me.
Please believe me.
And now his vision of himself is walking down those stairs, like when the, it's like, ding, what's the song that comes on in the Joker? Fuck.
Oh, Gary Glitter, Rock and Roll Part 1.
Yeah, and that's Chappelle everywhere he goes. That's playing in his head.
By the way, I thought that was amazing that they played the famous pedophile song in the Joker.
That was
for
great.
That big scene. I was legitimately like, artistically, I think this is brilliant.
I fucking love that
scene. Yeah, because you're making something that people already find offensive. I mean, they're dumb.
Yeah.
And it's not a great movie, but Joaquin Phoenix is great.
Yeah.
And then to have that moment where you're like, yeah, and we're using a pedophile song. Whatever. You know, we don't care.
I thought that was the bravest part of the movie.
100%.
Like, go ahead. Yeah, use it. Like, this guy's nuts. He's killing people. Why can't they use the pedophile song?
Yeah. I would have loved if somebody other than Todd Phillips made that movie.
I know.
I think it would have been so great.
It would have been, like, amazing.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if fucking...
Give it to like Lynn Ramsey, the lady who made You Were Never Really Here, the other Joaquin Phoenix movie
where he's
killing pedophiles.
Or fucking give it to fucking Denis Villeneuve.
Yeah, something like that.
Just some great up and coming
director.
Makes
Dune with the Joker.
I guess Chappelle hasn't like done anything recently, right? Like spoken.
No, I think he's kind of weighing low a little bit right now. I mean, it's Christmas, you know?
Yeah, it's Christmas. It's Christmas time. Who's got time for Chappelle right now?
I mean, it's been 2 weeks since he told his high school to go.
Yeah, it is funny. He only responds to controversies by doing an entire stand-up special. You know what I mean? Like, he never, like, he could just do a tweet or, like, a video or something.
Yeah. He has a bad meal and he does a special on the restaurant.
No, it's literally, he's like... Yeah, his wife caught him cheating on him. He's like, just pulls out a stool and a mic.
Yeah.
Starts hitting it on his leg.
And he's making up a story like as it goes along.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
There's like fake characters. And
Bugs Bunny was there. So I told Wile E. Coyote.
It's like, yes, I was with this big tittied white woman, but there was a baby selling weed.
What was your impression of Chappelle, Devin?
And then I saw that tranny's sharp jawline and her Adam's apple, and I went kapow!
Shaboy!
Shabam! I beat those titties up like chicken cutlets. He literally seemed like a lot of his bits. I was like, are you the comic you played in The Nutty Professor?
No, he literally has become that.
He's almost seeming like that. Yeah. It was crazy.
Yeah, he's going to start a show and be like, we got a tranny in the audience. who's this man looking woman motherfucker over here?
Need a boomerang to put a strap on.
Who's sucking whose titties over here?
Sure, it's Nutty Professor, but he becomes trans when he drinks the potion.
Your strap almost have a 60-inch waistline.
Hey, it's Barbara Love here. How you doing?
Nutty Professor drinks the potion. He's like, I just got fired from Netflix.
Oh, did you see, by the way, I don't know if I sent you this tweet, the woman, the main trans person who was complaining about Chappelle, they leaked like fucking 50 of her old tweets that weren't even like bad jokes. It's literally like, I want to kill a Chinese person.
This is her, right? Her.
Yeah, I can't really look right at
it. The one with the big bulge?
It's
the big dick?
I'd say it's the one on
the
right.
It was there was another woman who was black, but I know who you're talking about, that person. She was actually not the one who was fired. That was a misconception.
Jacqueline P. Moore.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She looks like fucking Meatloaf in the 80s.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not to be, you know. But
no, it's great.
You know, just, you know, do it a little better.
She looks like shit. She looks like utter shit.
Whatever you want to do in your life is fine, but just, you know, do it a little better.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah. Don't look like Fred Flintstone in a wig.
Maybe ask for some more hormones for Christmas. Dave would love it.
But that's that. That to be serious, that is the comedy. Like you dip in, then you're like, oh, okay, that was bad. I'll now
yeah,
back
yeah.
out of
you
it.
You do it for yeah. a second, you go, no,
right.
Yeah, I feel good about myself. But regardless, I beat that tranny's titties up like chicken cutlets. Kabam! Wow! Wowie zowie!
The most embarrassing part of that special is like, I'm so good, I can tell you the punchline. It'll be the best joke you've ever... And it's like the worst
it
joke
wasn't
I've
good.
Ever heard. Yeah.
Dave, this was...
I have a fishbowl.
Yeah.
The worst jokes you've ever told.
Yeah.
Worst.
Brutal.
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 Clifford the Big Red N-word.
That made me cringe. That's that something really I've heard bad. At like a terrible open mic.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And the bomb for the crowd, too. And then he's acting like, he's like, oh, it's going to get worse than this. And I'm like, they're not pulling back because they're worried about you
right.
saying something crazy.
Yeah.
It was mm-hmm. like, they're uncomfortable.
This crowd beat up a trans person to come to the show.
Yeah.
But they have no problem with what you're saying. It's sad that you can't be in comedy, like, big for long enough without just losing your mind. Completely.
Everyone does.
And it's, you know, every famous person I hear about it, everyone who's, like, really made it is just... A, miserable, and then B, is like kind of gone crazy, basically.
The only people that really don't seem to go crazy are people that made it later. Like,
yeah.
they have perspective.
Like, a real struggle to it.
Like, it took yeah. them 40 years to become famous, and now mm-hmm. they know how to balance it.
Like, right. Bill Burr seems pretty good.
Yeah.
He made it late.
I've heard he's, like, miserable to be around a little bit.
He's just, yeah. like, doing him all the time.
Right.
Like
yeah.
But he's not miserable. He's
no,
happy.
No,
he's happy
but
about
yeah,
it.
He's like, in control of his own life and stuff.
Right,
yeah.
right.
In like developing as a person, but yeah, it's, I mean, maybe it's those are the people who end up being famous or just those crazy weird people mm-hmm. who are like hungry enough to do all the weird shit you mm-hmm. got to do. But I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't know. Anyway, let's go watch The Closer.
Then get some Joker tattoos.
Yeah. Let's go get our Joker tattoos and listen to his story. Yeah. About a trans woman.
He's going to be in the new Suicide Squad. Dave is.
He's the tranny killer.
Yeah, the tranny killer.
His special power is an ability to kill any trans
he
person.
He can only kill people if he imagines them dressed as a woman. Flies into a murderous rage.
He's like, trans people are the biggest enemies of the black community. That seems to be what he thinks.
That's literally like...
Kind of seems like the thesis. Like,
yeah, it's... I mean, you get the point of like, yeah, I get it that they're more accepting
more,
of...
Yeah.
Because there's white people, but it's like, you're not even... It's not even cogent
yeah,
at this point.
It's starting to be like, I don't even understand your point.
Right.
Like, literally, I
and
don't
you obviously just want to suck off a trans person. Like, that's all. Nobody talks about trans people this much.
Right.
Unless you have a weird, like, I kind of want to have sex with
yeah.
a trans person.
Yeah,
thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy was going to put out Dave Chappelle's material, but then he just fucking took one. He just did it.
You're right.
He just fucked one.
Well, same thing. Eddie Murphy had the fucking 20 minutes of fags and then fags revisited, and then he's yeah blowing yeah. a tranny
blowing
on
a tranny.
Sunset Boulevard.
Yep.
Yeah. yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
No.
Yeah.
That's the place to do it.
Yeah.
Sunset Boulevard
that really
for
is
sure.
the place to do it. That's the place to do the worst thing you've ever done in your life is Sunset Boulevard.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know. It's just everyone. No, nothing lasts.
No,
like you know, Curb is terrible now.
Especially in comedy, you know.
Especially in comedy, but that, like, just nothing lasts.
Yeah, that fucks with our theory because Larry made it late. So there goes that.
Yeah,
theory.
I was thinking that too. But he's also been.
He's not crazy. He's just making
bad stuff. He doesn't seem nuts. I mean, the only thing I've ever heard about him that I was like, ugh. Was like when he yelled at Alan Dershowitz for being like on Trump, like for,
right, right,
but not for being associated with Jeffrey Epstein and all
right.
that. Like that was like, all right, right. you're out of touch, but you're
yeah.
just a boomer.
He's also yeah, he's 79 yeah. or whatever. So yeah.
it's pretty much just Matt Stone and Trey Parker, and it's always Sonny is still decent.
Yeah, Matt yeah. Stone and Trey Parker seem like the only people that have been untouched by
right.
By
I think nonsense. It's just because it's the cartoons. It's like not them.
Mm-hmm. Right,
and then also they were hated from the beginning, so they've just yeah. always been hated.
Yeah, right.
So right. I think it's like not a thing for them.
Right,
yeah.
right.
I think it was the thing where people were just like worshipped for fucking 15 years and then woke stuff came about and they just can't let it go.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
This is the first time in their life they've gotten any like criticism for what they were doing.
Right.
Like at all.
Right.
Remember when they showed up to the Oscars on acid?
Oh yeah, it's great. So awesome. And the Jennifer Lopez dresses. Yeah, it's great. Yeah, it's insane.
Amazing. That's like the only mainstream thing they've ever like been a part of.
Yeah,
right.
And they showed up on acid and dressed.
That 6 days to air documentary is fucking great.
Oh, it's fantastic. I wish they would make more of that type of stuff.
Me too.
I would watch that for every fucking episode.
I know. I would watch the creative process for every single one. It'd be incredible.
Do you remember in the DVDs of like the first couple seasons, they do like this fireside chat before every episode, and they'd have like a different.
I've seen those on YouTube.
And
yeah,
they had like making bacon with Macon, and then they'd like feed bacon to a pig.
Right. Yeah.
And yeah,
which was funny. That was like the most controversial thing you could do.
Yeah.
Like back in 1997. Yeah.
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 It is funny. Yeah. The 97 version of like Rogan and Chappelle is like a kid who doesn't respect authority.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, that's the most controversial thing back then.
Yeah, there was a kid cursing.
Yeah.
Like, being like, fuck you, you. And everyone's like, whoa. Oh, man.
Hit a big bong rip. This is blowing my mind.
All right. Okay, so there's these creators out there, right? These comics. And they're showing us this world of kids cursing. It's fucking blowing our minds.
The idea, Rogan talking about anything silly always makes me laugh.
Yeah.
Just the idea of Rogan being like, yeah, so it's like paper, but they move the paper around and it looks like animation. And then just Brent Weinstein's like, well, that's the thing is trans people need to be put in cages.
A cage. It's a crazy concept. You're confined within it.
Right. Like, just don't be inside the cage. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just be outside the cage.
Rogan talking to like some like Harvard professor. He's like, have you seen Kill Tony?
I do love also, I was telling somebody about this, but I just seeing Joe's like Instagram where he like posts a story and then you see him like either next to or like holding an object and it looks like a gag gift version of that object. Like it's like an oversized pencil or something.
Right, right.
He's only a normal coffee cup, but it looks like fucking like a 1 liter bottle in his hands.
Yeah.
Just because he's so tiny.
Yeah. No, everything he gets is made by like ex-Marines. Like literally everything. It's like cauliflower made by a Marine. Right. Yeah. Every single thing.
Yeah. It's always like fucking cauliflower.
Yeah, fucking cauliflower. Skull broccoli. You guys gotta get this kimchi. It's made by Chris Kyle.
Yeah, I just love when he plays with his dog and then he's like,
fuck your mom, carrots.
Guys, I've really been enjoying fuck my ass hot sauce. I put it on my elk every night. The good people at Fuck My Ass Hot Sauce.
Come licking soy sauce.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I can't think of any. I don't know why.
Yeah. I'm running out of steam here.
It's every podcast, you got to be funny until you're just tired.
Until you're just tired. You're like, all right, let's go eat. Which I, you know. Happy to do whenever you guys are ready, you know.
Yeah,
we
sure.
Can end it. Are we?
We could end it.
I think we reached the finish line.
How long
I think
have we done?
We did an hour 17.
We did it.
We talked about.
That's the perfect.
What we wanted to.
That's literally. It's an hour 15 is the perfect.
I think so too.
Yeah, exactly.
I think so too. We were back in the old days. We were doing like 3 hour podcasts.
Oh yeah, it's like by the end you feel like you just like did boxing or
yeah,
something.
It's yeah, it's crazy. You realize, oh my god, I think I said the N-word an hour 2. Like what the hell?
That is the best. Is when you do like a 3 hour podcast. I think at the 2 hour mark, I said all Japanese people should they should be put down like dogs.
That'd be a funny
can
fucking
you take
sketch
that out? Yeah.
Of like guys talking like guys being nervous about after just doing a 3 hour right podcast. What guys talk about after doing a 3 hour podcast?
Yeah,
and it's just to me like, listen, and also could you edit out
right
hour three? I right think I said that the Holocaust was fake.
Yeah. I marked it at 7 hours 37 minutes. I said that I'm glad JonBenet Ramsey is dead and I hope she gets raped in hell. And I actually know them, so could you take that out? That'd be great.
No, dude, that's a funny bit. That stays.
No, dude, we're keeping stays. It, dude. Dude, we're not going to attract any fucking people if we, like, keep being pussies.
We got the new skit. I call it a skit, like I'm your dad.
Let's get to work on that skit.
Yeah, skit, boys.
That's what we'll be doing after the podcast. Yeah. Working on a brand new skit.
And we'll upload it on the interwebs.
Yeah. I have a big bowler hat and those fucking barbershop bands you wear around your biceps. All right, boys, I got a good goof for you. Get the rolling piano out here. Start that Victophone.
Rolling piano.
Start that Victophone up. I got fire. 1920s podcaster. Just a guy doing this. He'll just turn and crank it. Yeah. So the thing is, I said that all blacks, they're offended by comedy these days.
Keep cranking the roadcaster. Keep that going.
Keep that going. Can you adjust my levels in the Victophone, please?
He busts out in a song. He's like, I love you, California. Greatest state of all.
Yeah, man. I was at the Al Jolson show the other day. It was a great show. Great show.
Now you can listen to this on all Victrolas across the land.
The 1920s
all right.
Podcast.
All right.
Let's go.
Okay. All
right. Well, wait, what does go mean?
Wait, so like the interview's
like,
over,
so we leave.
The podcast is like
we're done.
Over
so
AF?
What happens? Do I help me stand?
Thank you.